Today's Tanya for the 27th of Shvat, Chav Zayin Shvat, is in Perek Chav Hei, chapter 25. It's on page 334, Lessons in Tanya. The Mesiras Nefesh that every Jew has that prohibits and prevents him from separating himself from God applies not only to an actual case of Aveda Zaza, but to every Aveda and to every mitzvah. Because this love that produces the Mesiras Nefesh expresses itself in all the details of the first two commandments of the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha v'lo yihyeh elokecha. And until here, until today's shiur, the Rebbe has mentioned the negative, that he won't bow to the Aveidah Zarah, even in the details of Aveidah Zarah, because he doesn't want to be separated through the Aveidah. V'hein b'b'chinas v'asei teiv. Now the Rebbe speaks about how this love and this Mesiras Nefesh expresses itself in positive mitzvahs. V'hein b'b'chinas v'asei teiv. The same is also true in doing positive mitzvahs. To strengthen oneself like a lion with determination and strong heart against the Yetzer Hara that makes him heavy, weighs down the body, and he throws over him a laziness that keeps him from doing the mitzvah, from the element of earth, of the animal soul, as we learned in the first Pesach, that produces heaviness, sadness, and laziness. So the Yetzer Hara produces these impulses of heaviness and of laziness, to prevent him from exerting himself energetically, from every effort or from every strain, in the service of God, wherever serving God demands a certain amount of effort, the Yetzer Hara discourages it. As for example, to study Torah with concentration and with the mouth. That leposik pumimigirsa, that his mouth should constantly be saying Torah. So the mind seems to rebel and refuses to concentrate, and the mouth also has its laziness, it simply doesn't want to say what has to be said. That a person should submit to the words of Torah like the ox submits to the yoke and the donkey submits to his load. So there needs to be a willingness and a readiness to take on the burden and the strain, the effort of doing mitzvahs, particularly those mitzvahs such as concentration and continuous uninterrupted effort, as leposik pum in the gisa. The same is true also with davening and its kavana, to daven with all his strength, and so also serving God with monetary matters, like the aveda of tzedakah. The aveda of tzedakah means giving more than a person naturally is inclined to give or easily shares. Then it's not an aveda. The aveda of tzedakah is to put the other person first and his needs first, and therefore give away even that which seems to be necessary and essential to the owner. And that's the aveda of tzedakah. And that the Yetzer Hara interferes and throws the person into a heaviness and into a laziness to prevent him from doing the mitzvah. So the Yetzer Hara gets involved not only in tempting a person to sin, but also in tempting him to not do the mitzvah. So here also, there might be a need for Mesiras Nefesh, and this Ava Mesoteres that every Jew has as an inheritance also overcomes that obstacle, that resistance, and makes it very close to every Jew to be able to do a mitzvah whenever a mitzvah presents itself. In the Hayyim game for the 27th of Shvat, for Chov Zayin Shvat, the Rebbe writes, Am or Kesev Be'echad Min Maimodav. My father writes in one of his Maimodim that Chasidim HaKaidmim Osu Heskem Benafshom. The early Chasidim reached a resolution in their heart, in their soul, Shekol Dover HaMutar, that all things that are permissible, they're not a sin. Ach, Sheyesh Le'ezer Zotin V'chemda HaLev L'zeh. However, he has a certain attraction and passion for it. Lo Ya'asen, he shouldn't do it. And they prevailed on their soul that anything they feel attraction to that is not a mitzvah, they should refrain from doing it. Val Yedei Zeh Na'aseh Shviras HaTaiva. And through this, they broke the power of passion.